We want to talk a little bit also about the issue of hormonal therapy in this patient. This is kind of an interesting situation, Chuck, in that she was 49 years old and yet had stopped having her menstrual periods 18 months previously, and she was chemically postmenopausal, correct?
Correct.
So how do you approach deciding whether a woman's postmenopausal or premenopausal when you factor in age and time since her last period, et cetera?
Well, when you use chemotherapy, of course, that's a different thing because of the effect of the chemotherapy. But in a case like this, we do know that the aromatase inhibitors do have the ability to reinduce ovarian function in some of these women. Though in this case, being 18 months with amenorrhea and having the postmenopausal levels, I think it's likely that she is permanently postmenopausal. Generally, what I do, though, in these women is I will transition through tamoxifen for a year or two so I don't get into that difficulty. I don't think that the data saying that the aromatase inhibitors are superior to tamoxifen is so compelling that one needs to be concerned about that, particularly if it's a patient where you're forgoing chemotherapy because you're already saying they have a less aggressive, better prognosis. So I think it makes sense to transition through that. In this case, I have the problem of her history of the hypercoagulable syndrome, and whatever it was, it couldn't be characterized, but it clearly caused strokes. So in her case, we talked about that, and she just didn't want to go near the tamoxifen, so we're starting her on the aromatase inhibitor, and I'm going to watch her levels a lot closer than what I normally do to see if she starts to come back.